You're listening to Am I Cancelled?
So, put your headphones in, tune out the world, and get cancelled with us.
Yo, yo, and a yo. Welcome to the fifth edition of Fun Friday. Yay! Now, here is a prime example of why, when I announce things that are going to happen, I say, maybe this might not happen, because what I announced last episode is certainly not what's going to happen this episode. I was supposed to have two guests today, and it's just me! And so, here I am, again, at 4 a.m., about 4-ish hours before I usually post the podcast, on a scramble, because I plans were canceled, and I wouldn't have even known they were canceled, because I just was not informed. So anyway, I'll get into that a little bit, and then I'll let you know what I've decided to do today. Because on a crunch, when you have to completely change plans, you gotta come up with something. And so here I am. I didn't find out until 2 a.m. that these people weren't going to show up. I was still waiting for them because it was late, but they were still like, hold on, we're just trying to do this, and then blah, blah, blah. So, Kiki Mau Mau and Amy were supposed to be on this show today. They were actually supposed to do the episode. It was going to be a fun experiment for me. They were going to listen to audio porn clips that of my choosing, and have their natural reaction to them. So they wouldn't have known what it was, and they would have reacted to it. And I just would have kept quiet, except for introing them in the beginning and outroing at the end. I would have kept quiet. And I think that would have been fun. Now, here's the thing. Am I annoyed? Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed. But the thing is, I can't really be too annoyed because it has to do with kids not wanting to sleep, and then, you know, it's in a way considerate because they don't want the audio of the whole podcast to be screaming children in the background, which is appreciated, although not unheard of on this podcast. The thing is, the big problem I have is I've been planning this with those two, and those two are awesome. Love those two to death. It's fine. I'm not trying to completely destroy them here. But I just want to get the point across that when you've been setting this up for a good week and it kind of gets decided, and I know, like, it was already in my mind, like, this is going to happen. This is what's going to happen, and I don't know why I'm sitting here thinking this isn't going to happen. I should just do an episode sooner and have it ready to go just in case. But I didn't do that. And so it came down to the wire, and it was, they were getting ready to do the thing, and then it didn't happen. And then I did not get an update that it wasn't going to happen. So I'm sitting there, and I say about 1 a.m., I was still in communication with them. They were supposed to let me know, and I had to write someone at 2 in the morning to be like, hey, what's going on? And then I'm informed that the other person has fallen asleep, and that basically it's not going to happen. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Now I have to scramble and figure out what's going on. And then I get annoyed in the moment because of it. And it's another reason why I kind of wanted to not exactly do the episode right then and there, because I was like extremely annoyed. So I wanted to decompress a little bit. And also I had to figure out what to do instead. So here I am doing what to do instead. But I know, like, you get annoyed and it's like, you want to come on here and perform and be like, ah, women, you can't rely on women and this kind of stuff and be like over the top and some form of sexism flying out of your mouth. But when you're in an annoyed state, it might come off a little too serious. And that is when it hit me. During my decompression, I, you know, became less and less upset about it. And I was like, you know what? Me being called sexist or misogynistic is a bit of a theme for this podcast. And so what better than for me to take a bunch of Am I Sexist quizzes online, and we can take them together, and I will read the question, I will read the answer choices, maybe give some opinions, and look, I'm going to try to be serious about it. Yes, I'm going to make jokes, because that's what I do. And excuse me, I'm trying not to use too much filler in this episode, because I was criticized for that for last episode. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and take 5 sexist quizzes, and we're going to keep track and see which ones I fail and which ones I pass, and I'm going to try to be serious with it. However, jokes might happen. Like, I want to trigger warning. You know what? Good idea. Before we play the promo, the first promo, or the intro music, and then the promo, and get into the quiz, because that's what I do. I like to annoy people as much as possible. Play that, and then the other thing. Oh no, too much filler. But after that, we will get into taking these quizzes and keep track of them, see which ones I fail, which ones I pass. I've already said it. I am just a filler machine. I can't help it. I'm the worst broadcaster that ever lived. Let's play the intro. Yay!
This is going to be an awesome show.
Yeah! Yo, what up? It's your boy, Edward. Or King Edward Money, as I'm known in the singing karaoke world. That's not cringe at all. All right. You already know. Wait, did I hear Kiki Mama's voice? Does that mean she's here? Kiki Mama, are you here? Kiki!
So I'm laying there. Barbecue sauce on my titties.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to make it today. Oh, she didn't make it. Get it? Do you guys get it? Same. I'm sorry. I'm a disappointment. I get it. Too much filler. Horrible broadcaster. If everyone remembers that, the happier you'll be listening. And, I mean, let's go ahead and just pretend like we're going to get into this and then play the promo. Right? Ready? Here, let me put on my acting persona. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and get into these quizzes.
If you would like to interact with the show, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @am_I_cancelled. And also check out our Facebook page, Am I Cancelled?
Back to the show.
Yeah, got you all. Tricked ya. All right, for real this time, let's get in, because I think it's really important. We had Julie back in the day come on and try to ask me questions and find out if I'm a misogynist. And it didn't really pan out. Like, we didn't have a definitive answer. Like, everything she said, I would kind of be able to point out why maybe that's not exactly the answer. And there was no, like, real statistics at the end of it. So let's take these quizzes, and we're going to start with one out of, apparently, the Council of Europe and the Human Rights Channel. And this is a 10-question quiz, and it says, sexist? Question mark? Take the quiz and find out. Question number one. What is the idea behind sexism? A. Men should not flirt with women. B. some people are considered inferior because of their sex, or C, some people are sexier than others. Some of these I've previewed. I've previewed this one and the next one, and the next three I just want to do cold because I was getting frustrated with it. Like, it's already off on a bad start, right? I'm already getting frustrated with these quizzes because they're clearly biased and they clearly have an agenda. It's not just like the questions are so leading sometimes. It's like, obviously what they want me to pick here is B. Some people are considered inferior because of their sex. Yeah. But when the choice is men should not flirt with women, that, and some people are sexier than others, obviously that's what you're supposed to put. Because I guess they're asking, what's the idea behind sexism? Like, what's the definition of sexism? And I guess if you have some sort of brain, you will understand that you should pick B. And so that's what I'm going to do. Okay, question number two. Who is affected by sexism and sexist behavior? A, women and girls disproportionately. B, only sad, lonely feminist. Or C, just girls in miniskirts. Let me ask you, audience, what should I pick? Should I pick A, B, C? Women and girls disproportionately, which sounds like a pretty intelligent, well-formed answer choice. B, only sad, lonely feminist. Or C, just girls in miniskirts. You tell me, what sounds like the good answer there? Like, this is why it's so stupid. It's like, did a feminist come up with this quiz? Like, I don't understand is what I'm trying to say. Like, okay. And I don't even necessarily agree. Like, why are you saying who's affected by sexism, sexist behavior? Like, everybody. This is one of the problems with the world that I find. It's like we want to protect a certain group of people, any group of people, and we want to protect them. But I feel like the act of doing that is divisive in itself. It's like people, it's like you're not supposed to get mad that this is clearly one-sided and this is clearly about, you know, sexism is more about women. And it's about protecting women, and it's about knowing what you as a man are doing wrong to women and how you need to correct that, right? So if the quiz is coming from that point of view, as a regular thinking guy, you're like offended. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter if you're offended, but the point is, it's like you're already starting off on bad footing. Anyway, let's move on. You get the point. Question three. Someone tweets, "She's full of shit, but I wouldn't mind a piece of that," about a woman journalist. This is A, unfortunately, a common part of the life of women journalists. I wonder if a woman journalist wrote this. You're just kind of revealing yourself. Oh no, I'm a sexist. B, who cares? It's only a tweet. C, freedom of speech. Let everyone express her/himself. Now, honestly, we should, as a society, say, who cares? It's only a tweet. And C is also right. Like, people have a right to say that. Freedom of speech. That is freedom of speech. It's not harmful. It's completely within the bounds. So, I mean, B and C are also correct, but obviously, because of the point of view this quiz is coming from, the answer is A, unfortunately, a common part of the life of women journalists, which, by the way, in the current society, women in the workplace are, like, maybe even overprotected, I don't know, but women are, like, highly protected. Companies don't want to be sued. I'm not saying that companies, like, are like in love with women. They want whatever. They don't want to be sued. They don't want to lose money because a woman's being harassed, which is reasonable. And women shouldn't be harassed, obviously. I shouldn't even have to say that, but honestly, I do. All right. Question number 4 out of 10. David is coming home and is starving. He can A, wait for his girlfriend. She knows what he likes to eat. B, consider eating cat food. Tiger will be happy to share. Who's Tiger? Why is this quiz like real? Like, it's like you're talking about your own life. Like, whoever made this quiz is talking about their own life. It's like, yeah, if David ever told me that he's going to wait to eat until I get home because I know what he likes, then fuck David. I wouldn't be dating him anymore. It's like this is real life scenario. Again, A, wait for his girlfriend, knows what he likes to eat. B, consider eating cat food. Tiger will be happy to share, which apparently is a pet that this person has, which is strange. Or C, open the fridge and start cooking. Now, here we go. Here we go, boys. This is where we separate the sexist from the good guys. Look, we are fully capable of cooking. We should not wait and expect our girlfriends to cook for us when we are perfectly capable of doing it for ourselves. You know what? His girlfriend, David's girlfriend, has been working all day. She's been on her feet all day long. Actually, we don't know because there's no context to this. But she should not be subjected to a man, a lazy motherfucker, if you will, sitting and waiting until she comes home so she can work for him now? What, is she his employee? How much is he paying her? Again, we don't have any context, but again, answer is clearly A. This is not how I'm supposed to be thinking about this, by the way, but when you make a quiz that's agenda-driven, you start looking for the right answers. But I'm being honest. Like, I have been honest. Like, I'm not choosing the dumb answers because I wouldn't choose the dumb answers. It's what you do when you take a, quote, quiz, unquote. You try to get the right answer. But also, like, it sounds bad because it's like, I don't really feel this way. Like, I would actually wait for her to come home because she knows what she's supposed to be doing. But no, that's not how I think. And I if I was hungry, I would cook for myself. Why would I wait? There's no reason to wait. Anyway, C, open the fridge and start cooking. Number 5. For their birthdays, Aunt Annie gave a mini vacuum cleaner to her niece and a mini drill to her nephew. Now Aunt Annie's a fucking sexist. How fucking dare you, Aunt Annie? How dare you? But also, maybe Aunt Annie knows that these people want these things. You mean to tell me that there's never, ever a time when a woman wants a vacuum cleaner? You know what? Fuck that. I want a vacuum cleaner sometimes. Do you want, you know what? I would rather have a vacuum cleaner over a mini drill. Almost 90% of the time. That makes me the least sexist or misogynistic person on the planet, I think. We did it, boys. We did it. We learned how to be good people. All right. The answer choices are A, perfect. They both need to learn what life is about. Oh, that's not a leading answer. B, how great. Her niece just loves the cooking set she received last year. That's a weird fucking answer. That's a weird answer to be given. In the question, we were not told of a cooking set that was received last year. And if her niece did like the cooking set, what the fuck? Obviously, this aunt pays attention to what the niece likes. And if the niece was given a vacuum cleaner, a mini vacuum cleaner, maybe she suggested that she wanted it. How dare you? And the right answer is C. Aunt Annie's views on gender roles are so last century. You're so right. C. Oh boy. Okay. Number 6. My colleague John makes a joke about the new trainee's breast. John, you sexist fucking pig. The answer choices are A, I burst out laughing. This guy is always so funny. B, hey John, what did you just say? Or C, how could you miss them? What was she thinking wearing that sweater? First of all, what the fuck, dude? The fuck, dude? If she wants to wear a sweater and show her shit off, then let her. This is the other thing, too. Like, it's like assuming that all women think the same. Some women like to show off their bodies. At work or elsewhere. So what? the whole point of sexism should be that because a woman wants to do this or wants to wear this or look like this, that they don't get harassed because of it. They don't get comments made to them because of it. But these, like, the whole thing with sexism and feminism and stuff is like, no, you should retrain your brain. Men should be trained to do the appropriate thing, which is fucked up. That is a fucked up way of thinking. It's like most feminism stuff is like men evil nowadays. Feminism started off as like a awesome cause, awesome, good intentions, and just became men are fucking pigs and they suck and they don't deserve to even communicate with us, and we should be able to cage them and train them how to be proper men and subservient to women. That's more of the line of thinking that sexism has brought itself to. Now, obviously, we're supposed to confront John on his breast joke here. John, what did you just say? ? How dare you, John? But this is a big debate that always happens. It's like the appropriate nature of jokes. Workplace, I would agree it's not appropriate to make any kind of inappropriate joke. That's not what you're there for. You're there to work. Work. But like, say John went home and either texted his friend from work, or maybe he's talking to his girlfriend. Maybe John's talking to his wife and he's like, hey, this girl at work, her breasts were huge. This new girl at work, her breasts were huge. And the wife might be the kind to go, oh, wow, I bet you like that. And then they joke around about it. Is that okay? I guarantee that people would say, no, that's not okay. People would think that's sexist, and how dare you? But what category do you put the woman in at that point? Is she encouraging negative behavior? How about you leave them the fuck alone? Yes, I am playing out a scenario that I'm making up. I understand. But how about you leave people the fuck alone? A little bit. John should not have done this at work. And I, honestly, if it was me and I was actually in this situation, first of all, I wouldn't be hanging out with John. John seems like a douche. I don't think I'd confront him either. Unless it was something like fucking heinous. I'm not confronting people in the workplace because I'm not trying to get in an argument, because 9 times out of 10, if an argument gets heated enough and someone gets reprimanded, both people are going to get fired. Like almost 9 times out of 10 is because you both started a conflict and now you both have to pay the consequences, no matter if you were trying to be a good guy or not. So no, I think I would just ignore it and wait for the right person to hear it for him to get fucked over. Anyway, the right answer is B. All right, question number 7. Leon and Sarah are having a nice evening together. Leon thinks Sarah will spend the night with him. That's not a question, first of all. Is it not okay for Leon to think that? Like he's allowed to think that. She can, like, not do that, but Leon can certainly think that in his head. Oh, this is too much. This is an awful quiz. Okay. The answer choices are A, look at that dress. She wants it. Ooh, that's sexist language. How dare you? B, a romantic dinner under the full moon. They've already kissed. Sex is obviously the next step. Dude, why are you adding context within answers to questions? That's not how a quiz works. You put all the context into the question and then give plausible answers and choices to the question. Now I find out that they've kissed. If they've kissed, that means things are getting romantic. And Leon has every right to think, hey, maybe she'll spend the night. Maybe she'll fuck him and leave. Maybe she'll fuck him, wait till he goes into the bathroom, steal all his shit, and then block his number. There's so many things that could happen. This is the worst, like, scenario build up and then have answers after it I have ever seen in my life. And C, of course, the correct answer, since those two were ridiculous. Ridiculous, right? Sex is obviously the next step is sexist thinking. How fucking dare you, Leon? How fucking dare you? and see, maybe, but she may not want that. And if she does, she may also change her mind. Yeah. That seems like the only reasonable answer within these three answers. So yeah, it probably is C. I'm going to click C. Number eight. These are exhausting. I still have four more quizzes to go after this. All right, number eight. The department manager tells Nadia that she won't need to go on business trips this year so that she can make, quote, make room for her family life, unquote. Okay. A, she is so lucky. What an attentive boss. You know what? That is an attentive boss. Maybe that can, you can be attentive and also wrong. Cause like she can speak back to him and be like, no, that's not, I don't need that. I would actually like to be a part. And you know what? The manager will probably really take that into consideration and probably let her go because he doesn't want to be sued for sex, being a sexist behavior in the workplace or fired, whatever, reprimanded by HR in any way. B, how she handles her private life is none of his business. Yes, you go, girl. Or C, no way. Promotions are known to be linked to successful business trips. Wait, that's confusing. B, seems like the right answer. How she handles her private life is none of his business. But C is like she's answering. So it's like she's saying, no way. I don't want to do that. Promotions are known to be linked to successful business trips. Which is perfectly okay for her to say. Or think. What? What is this? What are these questions? What are these answers? These suck. I'm going to pick B. Number nine. Also, this is exclusionary towards transitioned men to women. Transitioning people who transition from men to women. Yikes. Isn't that a different form of sexism? Oh, no. I don't know what's happening. Okay, question number nine. When women play a football game, A, there's no point. The bets aren't as high. B, it lasts 90 minutes and the 22 players try to score goals. Yikes. What a fucking stupid question and answer. Or C, how cute. Winky face with a tongue out emoji. Now, guys, C is pretty patronizing. We don't talk down to women, you know? It's not a good thing. A, there's no point. The bets aren't as high. Oh, they're talking about, okay, so this is Europe, so we're talking about soccer for Americans. Like, it's soccer. I was like, do women play football professionally? Like, when did that happen? I don't remember it. And maybe that's sexist. Maybe. Excuse my squeaky chair. Okay. So obviously the answer is just describing what happens when women play soccer. Europe sucks. Okay. B is the answer. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Eva, question number 10 out of 10. Last question. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, repeating myself. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for all the filler that I'm using right now. Anyway, Eva has filed an application to work in the police. A, no way. Police officers need to be strong, run fast, and bring suspects under control. This is a man's job. B, physical force is the only aspect of the work of the police officers who need to be able to deal with various situations and to work with all sections of the population. I believe that was worded incorrectly. I think it means to say physical force isn't the only aspect of the work of police officers who need to be able to deal with various situations. Which that answer in itself is, you could consider it sexist in a way. Because you're saying, it's almost saying, yeah, men should take care of the physical stuff, but we need to remember that physical force is only one aspect of policing. And there's many other things that women could be good at That's patronizing. That's the correct answer, and it's patronizing because C is way to go. Women are great at paperwork. So the correct answer is a sexist answer. I love this. Oh, let's go. B. Let's see our results now. Ooh, I'm a grandmaster. Ooh, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, boys. Let's write that down. We got a 10 out of 10. And I am a grandmaster of not being sexist. That's awesome. My first one. And I'm going. And it says, absolutely outstanding. Keep doing your bit for gender equality and spread the word about the quiz. No, I will not do that part. I will not spread the word about the quiz because this quiz sucked. Ooh, there's facts. There's some facts after these answers. All right, fact. In France from 2016 to 2017, 89% of victims of sexist acts were women and 91% of aggressors were men. That's because France sucks. Sorry, I almost called out Francis. Didn't mean to do that. Nearly two-thirds of women journalists have experienced online harassment. Dude, what the fuck? I think this should be a different sexist fact here. I think that it's sexist that all women haven't experienced online harassment, because I guarantee any man in the public eye here has experienced online harassment. That comes with the territory. That's part of the job. And if people aren't harassing women the same as men, that means that it's not equal and women are not being treated equally in journalism and online. So I guess my point is, start harassing all women online. It's obviously a joke. I can't help myself. This is in Europe, by the way, so, you know. In the United Kingdom, 66% of girls surveyed aged 16 to 18 experienced or witnessed the use of sexist language at school. Right. Okay. How do you get that statistic, by the way? You just go around and ask a bunch of surveyed 16 to 18 experienced or witnessed sexist language. Wow, that is a broad thing to ask. Like, you just walk up to girls and go, have you ever experienced any sexist language by chance? Yes, I did. One time Tommy was like, oh no, I'm being sexist. No imitations. I'm cutting it off. I'm not doing it. All right. The total prize money for the 2015 Women's Football World Cup was 19%. If there's a 1 and a comma and a 9, like, who puts a comma in a percentage? Is it supposed to be 1.9% or 19%? I don't know. Of the 2018 Men's Football World Cup, a 2011, 10 years ago, survey showed that more than 90% of sports-related articles were written by men journalists. Ah, how dare you, men journalists. And more than 85% of the articles focused on sportsmen and not sportswomen. Man. There's a whole thing that you can get into about why professional men's teams typically make more than women's teams. There's a lot of things that go into that. A lot of advertising, a lot of viewership. I mean, there's just so many things that go into that basket that you can't just say, it's fucked up that women make less. I mean, there's a lot of factors. And some of them might be sexist. You might be able to call different things sexist, but is someone sexist because they would prefer to watch men's sports over women's sports? Is that a sexist act? I don't know. I don't know. In Europe, on average, 17.7% of police officers are women, with large differences between countries. But police services deal with both women and men. Particularly in cases of violence against women, victims may prefer to speak to a woman police officer. That's a good point. Okay, that's fun. I think there's a lot of women police officers. I'm sure it's still disproportionate. I'm sure there's still more men officers than female. Anywho, so that was that quiz. I am a grandmaster. So far, I am the least sexist person in the world. So let's move on to the next quiz, which is a quiz that comes comes to you straight from PBS. PBS, thanks to viewers like you, we are going to take this sexism quiz. And this is an annoying one. I don't really like the ones that are like, do you disagree strongly, somewhat, slightly, or agree slightly, somewhat, strongly? It's like, can you just let me have direct, like, questions and answers? This has 17 questions, so I'm going to kind of go through it a little faster, maybe. I tend to talk a lot. That's why I do this. Number one, many women have a quality of purity that few men possess. I would disagree with that. There's a lot of shitty women in the world. There's a lot of shitty men in the world. There's a lot of good women in the world. There's a lot of nice men in the world. Overall, I think the human race is trash. I'm going to put disagree strongly on that one. Number two, women should be cherished and protected by men. I mean, yeah, kinda. Kinda, right? Like, what's wrong with that? I don't know. I'm thinking too much. I'm just going to agree slightly because I'm scared that I'm sexist. Just kidding. I'm going to agree slightly because it's like, yes, women should be cherished and protected by men, but also that's so vague. It's like men should be cherished and protected by women too. Like it should work both ways. Whatever. I agree slightly. Number three, women seek to gain power by getting control over men. It's so vague. Some do. Some women are manipulative trash bags. Again, it works both ways. Some men are manipulative trash bags. I'm going to agree somewhat. I'm going to agree slightly, okay? I agree slightly because, yes, there are people like that. What am I supposed to just fucking pretend women are perfect creatures? Perfect humans? No. What? Number four. Every man ought to have a woman whom he adores. No, disagree. Why? Why? Not all men need to have a woman by their side. And vice versa, once again. Question five. Men are incomplete without women. Disagree strongly. It's basically the same thing. Number six. Women exaggerate problems they have at work. Again, this is vague, and some do. And some guys do. Oh my God, I'm just saying the same shit over and over again. I'm just going to, you know what? Let's just assume, since this is, we're six questions in, that this is the way the quiz is going to go. And let's just run through this one because I don't think it's going to change. And just use that as a blanket statement for all of these, that it's vague and it can work both ways. And some people are like that and some people aren't. Let's use that as vague and I'll just say what I'm marking. Okay, women exaggerate problems they have at work. Agree slightly. Number seven, once a woman gets a man to commit to her, she usually tries to put him on a tight leash. Agree slightly. And with the same blanket thing that I keep saying. Number eight, when women lose to men in a fair competition, they typically complain about being discriminated against. No, I'll disagree strongly with that. Number nine, many women get a kick out of teasing men by seeming sexually available and then refusing male advances. This seems like some incel shit, so I'm going to say disagree strongly. I'm sure it happens occasionally, but I'm going to say for the vast majority, if a woman's being sexual towards a male, then she's encouraging his advances. But also, you got to take it case by case. Some women could just be flirty women, and that doesn't mean, that doesn't give you the green light automatically. You better know what the fuck's up. Number 10. Women, compared to men, tend to have a superior moral sensibility. Disagree strongly. Case by case. Blanket statements from earlier. Blah, blah, blah. Number 11. Men should be willing to sacrifice their own well-being in order to provide financially for women in their lives. Disagree strongly. What the fuck? 12. Feminists are making unreasonable demands of men. Agree strongly because feminists are crazy nowadays. They didn't used to do it, but they definitely do now. And I don't know if it's demand as much as just saying men suck, essentially. Oh, number 13. What's your gender identity? Male. You know what? Fuck you. Prefer not to answer. Number 14, Please identify your age. Prefer not to answer. Fuck you. Do you live in the United States? Yes. If yes, please select your state. No. Tennessee. I'll do it. What's the highest level of education you've attained? Shouldn't matter. Prefer not to answer. Please identify your household income. None of your fucking business, quiz. Who do you think you are? Submit. Oh, fuck. My results is hostile sexism. Gotta write it down. Hold on. I am a hostile sexist. Hostile sexist for quiz number two. Shit, I'm hostile. Fuck. Describes behavior that overly threatens, intimidates, or abuses women, especially those who defy male-dominated power. Yikes, quiz. Yikes. Holy shit. Ooh, and this is by Laura Santhanum. Laura Santhanum. Oh, she has a Twitter. Let's go look at her Twitter real quick. Laura Santhanum, a health reporter and coordinating producer for Polling at NewsHour. So she's in she's still at PBS. Mom of two, Mississippi, tips, Isanthana, what? Okay, cool. Check her out, at Laura Santhanum, if you guys want to. Read this thread about reopening schools. Oh, she wants to reopen schools, even though the virus is still a thing, and not everyone's gotten vaccinations. This devastating impact of online school. We're seeing evidence now that we're looking at students who were behind losing another 9 to 11 months. Students who entered the pandemic maybe 1 to 2 years already behind their peers. You know what? Fuck that shit. I'm sick of people saying stuff like that, because since the pandemic, I've become more active in my school, even though we're virtual, and I've been on the dean's list. I've been making all A's. Don't act like this is blanket for all students. By the way, this is just something she retweeted. But still, obviously, she agrees with it. This is, you know what? Her sexist quiz was awful. It was bad. And she called me a toxic man, basically. So I'm upset with her. Now, here's the thing. It says, maybe this is just a hostile sexism chart. This is a very confusing chart. Like, it's not very clear. It's not clear. So my score was higher than the average for men and women. And by the way, I did take this test before. And the first time I was lower than the average man's score and pretty on par with the average woman's score. So my score was a 2.33. Average man's score is 2.24. And the average woman score is 1.6. And I believe those numbers changed. Weird. I almost feel like the first time I did give my information, I said I'm a man and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like that affected my score somehow. I think they viewed me as toxic because I wouldn't give any information. I think they heard me say fuck you too. Also, this picture of her on, this might be old. Not that it matters, but I think this might be an old thing. Let's see. Let's scroll back up. 2016, not that long ago. 5 years. I mean, what ifs? All right, let's move on. Ooh, BuzzFeed, yay! Okay, here we go. Taking a sexist quiz from BuzzFeed. Let's see how we fare. Let me get comfy here. Sit up straight, crack the old bones. If that's what you say. I don't think that's what people say. Okay. All right, what percent sexist are you? All right, BuzzFeed, let's do this. Find out what biases lurk deep inside you. More questions will appear as you go along. Nice. All right, here we go. This is when we get to the tough questions, like number one. Who should be the breadwinner of the family? Ooh, and the choices are the man, the woman, whoever gets paid more. It doesn't really matter. Or the dog. BuzzFeed. You silly gooses. my honest answer is whoever gets paid more. It doesn't matter. All right, number two, who should spend more time on the housework? Men, women, it should be a shared responsibility, or nobody. We should live in squalor. BuzzFeed is fucking killing it with these jokes, dude. Fucking killing it. Shared responsibility seems about right. All right, here we go. Have you ever described a girl as slutty? The choices are yes, but only because she was so slutty. Or in the past, but I feel bad about it now. Or I think it sometimes, but I never say it. Or I would never. My answer is I would never. Because I describe those ladies as whores. And most of the time, I'm not being serious. And I could give a fuck what a woman does. Who gives a shit? Unless it directly affects me in a negative way. Which is not fun for anybody. Nobody likes to be affected in a negative way. Don't call me sexist just because I say the word whore. Let's ban all words. Fuck it. Ooh, this is fun. Without thinking, pick a boss. Now, there is a older white gentleman in a suit and a tie, and there is a younger black woman in a regular... Is that called a dress? I guess it's a dress. You can only see the top half. Now, which one do you think? Which one do you think you're supposed to pick? You tell me. You tell me, guys. Without thinking, pick a boss. No, I want them both to be a boss. I hate this quiz. I'm going to pick the lady because I'm not sexist. I tend to prefer lady bosses, to be honest. All right, answer honestly. Have you judged a woman's intelligence because of the way she speaks? I judge everyone's intelligence by the way they speak. Why wouldn't you do that? Whatevs. All the time, to be honest. The answer choices are maybe, but I didn't feel great about it, all the time, to be honest, and nope. My answer is all the time, to be honest. Can you tell that this quiz is skewed a certain way? It's set up a certain way. Can you tell yet? Okay. Why do you think there is a gender pay gap? Ba-dum-bum, what a deep conversation. I bet they have great answers to choose from. Number one, there isn't one. Pay discrepancies exist because women choose lower paid work. Number two, there just aren't enough women qualified to be in senior positions at their companies, or they're not interested in higher management. Or three, because women and the work they do are seen as less valuable. None of those answers are one that I would pick. There is a lot of statistics about the gender pay gap. I'm not going to get into, I don't ever want to talk about it again. what do I pick here? What do I pick here? Am I supposed to go along with it and be like, yeah, because women are seen as less valuable. The work they do is seen as less valuable. Should I go along with the quiz or should I, what? There's nothing else to pick. The other two are shitty answers. Ugh, whatever. Because women and the work they do are seen as less valuable. Without thinking, pick a doctor. Old white guy, young Latino woman, I think. Why are they doing... Why are they, purposely choosing minorities to be, the women? It has to be a woman minority. And the man is just, a generic old white guy. I want the female doctor. So fuck you. All right, next question. Why do you think there are so few women in politics? Number one, because men are more naturally suited to leadership in politics. Number two, because women have babies in their 30s. The fuck kind of answer is that? Women have babies at all ages. Well, until they can't, obviously. Number three, because voters are sexist. Women aren't supported in government and face so much harassment. Or number four, because they just don't want to be. You know what? All of those answers are horrible too. And also, I don't think there are so few women in politics anymore. I think there's a lot of women in politics now. When is this quiz from? What is this? Who am I? Why am I subjecting myself to this? I'm going to say because they just don't want to be. Next question. Do women make good bosses? Yes, of course. I'm just going to say yes, of course. But the other two options are, no, they have too much to prove, so they're just bossy. Calling a boss bossy is really fucking weird. And redundant. And the next one is, yes, but not usually better than men. Ugh. Oh, now the next one is, without thinking, pick a nurse. There's two women, and in the middle is a man. I'm going to pick the man. I'm not sexist. I'm going to pick the man. Next question. Can women be great mathematicians and scientists? The answer choice... Fuck. The answer choices are no. Otherwise, we'd see more of their achievements in history. Number two, depends. Women's brains are better suited to linguistic and emotional intelligence. Or number three, yes, even if they have to plow through some more bullshit to get there. Oh, this test is fucking straight on, right? This isn't skewed in any way. This is wonderful. Could have just said yes. Like, the answer could have just been yes, but you had to put your own fucking agenda in there. Even though they had to plow through more bullshit to get there. No, they fucking don't. No, they fucking don't. Go fuck yourself. You're being divisive. You're the one being divisive. Fucking. Ugh. I'm picking that answer, though, because it's the right one. People are going to say I'm not taking this quiz appropriately, but I am. Like, I don't agree with the second part of that answer, but the first part being yes, like, that's what I would say. I would say, yes, women can be great mathematicians and scientists. The other two answers are stupid. Next question. If you lost at a sport to a woman, how would you feel? The choices are annoyed, but I'm also a woman, so it wouldn't have anything to do with gender. Number two, embarrassed. Number three, annoyed because I'm not like other girls. I'm good at sports. Is this supposed to be a sexism test for women against women? That's the weirdest fucking twist I've ever heard. Whatever. Happy. Good for her. She's so sporty. Or livid, but only because I'm incredibly competitive. I'm going to say happy. Good for her. She's so sporty. Because I'm not like the other girls. Without thinking, pick a professor. Two old men or an old woman? I pick the old woman. I tend to like female professors, to be honest. Oh, here's this question. Can women be funny? Answer number one. They're generally less funny because they don't have to be funny to attain a mate. What the fuck? And men have to be funny to attain a mate. Yikes. This is big yikes. Second choice is no. Women are expected to be nice and quiet by society, which is very unfair, but leads to them being less funny. Weird. Or three, yeah. I'm picking that one. Yeah. Who should spend more time raising the kids? Whoever's able to. Shut up. Has anyone... Oh, I'm running out of time. Has anyone ever called you sexist? Yes, it happens all the time. Do you think sexism still exists? Sure. Yeah. I got 19% sexist. And it says... Ooh, I got to write that down. 19% sexist. And that is below... You know, that's a pretty low thing. So I say, I'm going to write that one down as not sexist enough. Not sexist enough. All right. And it says, you know what? We're all a little bit sexist. After all, it would be hard to grow up and exist in society as we know it and not come away with a smidge of bias. But better to know it's there so you can keep working on it. Fuck you. I'm not working on shit. Go fuck yourself. I hate everybody. Oh, God, this is not going well. This is not going well for me at all. This was made by Hannah Jewell in 2017. Again, not that long ago. But BuzzFeed fucking sucks. Yeah, BuzzFeed sucks. Hannah Jewell. Let's look at Hannah Jewell. Her latest post in 2020 was written in a foreign language that I can't read. Her top post is the sexist one, though. All right, let's move on, because we're running out of time. We have two more quizzes to take. What happened? Okay. Are you sexist and just don't know it? How do you feel about this statement? This is a strongly agree to strongly disagree thing again. All right. No matter how accomplished he is, a man is not truly complete as a person unless he has the love of a woman. Strongly disagree. Many women are actually seeking special favors, such as hiring policies that favor them over men under the guise of asking for equality. I somewhat agree with that. Depends on the person. In a disaster situation, women shouldn't necessarily be rescued first. Yeah. It's a bias. It's definitely a sex involved thing. Like, it's based on sex that we go, oh, poor defenseless woman, let's get you to safety first. So I agree with that. Most women tend to interpret innocent remarks or acts as being sexist. In this day and age, I somewhat agree with that. Fucking go on Twitter. I don't have enough time to elaborate anymore. Women are easily offended. Somewhat agree. Men are easily offended too. Sometimes. And sometimes women are. Sometimes. Sometimes. Okay? Sometimes. Both people are. These are awful questions. People can be truly happy in life without being romantically involved with a member of the other sex. Strongly agree. Feminists are looking to have more power than men one day. Strongly fucking agree, especially nowadays. Like, it's just that, it's true. Like, fucking look into it. Ah! No time. Many women have the quality of purity that few men possess. Disagree as fuck. A good woman should be set on a pedestal by her man. I agree with that, actually. Fuck yeah. There are actually a lot of women who get a kick out of teasing men. Oh, same shit. I disagree with that. I think that's what I said last time. Oh, shit. I got, sorry, you're sexist. Sexist. Okay. So the first test, I got a grandmaster of not being sexist. 10 out of 10 questions answered correctly. The second one, I got that I was a hostile sexist. The next one, I got not sexist enough. 19%. That's a low percentage. Huh? Out of 100%? Huh? And this one, I got sexist. Oh, this says, according to your answers, you're actually kind of sexist. Women are equal to men, period. But literally listen to what I said. And most of my points were like, hey, you're actually kind of making the divide there with your question. Like, yeah, women are equal. So it's like, whatever. Moving on. This is the tiebreaker quiz. And it is the final quiz. And this is a quiz on SurveyMonkey. So who knows who made this one? All right. This is a 9-question quiz. And it is titled, Are You a Misogynist? So we'll hop in. Number one, a woman and a man apply for a manual labor job, which requires a lot of heavy lifting. The woman can lift 20 kilograms more than the man. Who is the most qualified for the job? The man, it's just common sense. The woman, from all the evidence, she's most qualified, or both. I say the woman, because she can lift more. Booyah, I'm not a sexist. Number two, there is nothing wrong with films depicting that women should be cherished and protected by men. No, not at all. Yes, it's wrong no matter what. Context is key. Depends on the message the film is trying to make, or why is this even a question? There is the way women should be treated by their partners. What's wrong with unconditional love? This is the way that women should be treated by their partners. Yeah, I kind of agree with the last two. Context is key, and why is this even a question? This is the way women should be treated by their partners. What? I'm going to say context is key. Fuck it. Number three, behind every powerful man is an even stronger woman. This statement is sexist. Can you imagine the shit I'd get if I said that about a man? This statement is sexist. Why does a woman's strength have to lie behind a powerful man? Or, there's nothing wrong with the statement. Everyone is overreacting as usual. I think the first one's right. Imagine saying that about a man. It would be sexist. People would say, oh, you're fucking sexist, motherfucker. Number four, once a woman gets a man to commit to her, she'll always try to put him out on a tight leash and make him her bitch. Ooh, added on from a question from before, make him her bitch. Yikes. Answer number one, yes, women complain about men controlling them, but all they ever do is try to control men. No, this statement is bullshit. Look at the domestic violence rates. It's not women putting their partners on a leash. Both of those are awful answers. I'm going to say no, the statement is bullshit, and ignore the second sentence. Number five, many women get a kick out of teasing men by seeming available and then refusing. No, women are not objects, their body, their choice. I agree with that. Number six, most women interpret innocent remarks or acts as being sexist because they are too easily offended. I'm going to say no. And the other one, the other choice is yes, God, just take a compliment. God, just take a compliment. That's the wrong answer. Number seven, sending women unsolicited dick pics is acceptable. Who does this, by the way? Who are you? I would like, you know what I would like to do? I would just like to be able to interview the people who just send dick pics. I want to interview them and see what the fuck goes through their mind where they're like, do they think they're going to get a positive response? Do they just get off by like the surprise factor of it? There's so many questions, Zach. Anyway, the answer is no. Don't send anything without asking or without being asked. That is correct. Number eight, are rape jokes funny? I like edgy comedy, and there are ways to do it right. Oh, look, first answer. Everything is funny if done right. Next one is hell yeah. Next one is I've never heard a good one. Next one is rape jokes are the best. People who have wrecked the rape jokes are the best is not the right answer. Let's just skip. Then joking about rape is never okay, and context is key. A couple of these I think are right, but I'm going to say everything is funny if done right, because that's the truth, and fuck everybody who doesn't think so. Number nine. A young girl is working as a waitress. She is wearing a tight, short black skirt and is incredibly beautiful. She is catering to the table of a significantly older man than herself. She bends over to pick something up, and he gropes her ass. He is then told to leave the restaurant and never come back. Was that an acceptable backlash? No, it wasn't. It should have been more. There should have been more done. That's sexual assault, and you should call the police, because that's really fucked. Answers are, what the fuck? No, he didn't do anything wrong. That's incorrect. He did the wrong thing, but to be asked to leave and not come back was extreme. No. The girl should have taken the compliment. Wrong. The punishment was absolutely well-deserved. Uh-huh. If he was able to grab her ass like that, how is she bending? Shut the fuck up. He had the best of intentions. He just got about it the wrong way. The only close answer is the punishment was deserved, but he probably should have been arrested for being a fucking asshole. Fuck people who do this shit. And I could definitely get into it, but we're already past the hour mark, so whatever. Done. That was the last question. Let's see. Oh, I just took the survey. It didn't give me an answer. But I will say that as a great, wonderful judge of my own character, I am not sexist based on that. I think I'll throw it to an audience vote, but I think on that last one, I was certainly not sexist. And with that, I will say thank you to me for being here today. I'm Edward, and my guests were Edward and Edward. And I will see you in the next episode of Miserable Monday. Guess what? Hopefully, I'm going to be doing some on-location stuff soon. I might be going somewhere to interact with some people safely, people who have been tested. Mask will be worn. Things will be safe. I'm not just going to dilly-dally all around town and get the COVID-19 because I don't want it, even though I am a young boy. Not by today's standards, but I am a young boy. Anywho, before we go, we can't forget to say, Raven, when you hear this, I want your final verdict on whether or not I'm a sexist or not, and I will reveal that to the audience on Miserable Monday. But, of course, let's give thanks to Am I Canceled Mother Raven.
Since the inception of Am I Canceled, one woman has shown integrity and grace, beauty and loyalty above all others. And now, that woman is the official sponsor of Am I Canceled.
Thank you, Raven Michelle Everding, for your continued support. Now back to the show.
Woo! Thank you, Raven Michelle Everding. And to everyone out there, I would like to say, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope we came away learning that with a score of 3-2, I am not sexist. Thank you very much. And we'll see if Raven agrees with that on Miserable Monday. I'm Edward, this is Am I Cancelled, and I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye!
Well, that was an awful show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week to find out if we're cancelled. Until then, this has been Am I Cancelled?